music, love Erewash.
Erewash sound.
It's the breakfast show. We are live on the road this Thursday morning from the city of Bristol.
And this September sunshine, Paul, it's treating us once again. Fine, dry, highs of 20 degrees. I've got my shorts on, look.
We are here to follow the first ever Iron to Iron bike ride.
This is Iron to Iron, a journey through engineering history taken by a group of amateur cyclists in the late summer of 2021 and followed on air by the Erewash Sound breakfast team. In the last episode, we left our cyclists in Bristol, having scaled Cheddar Gorge, now on day three of their six-day challenge, and they have 50 miles to cover. They must cross the Severn Bridge into Wales, swap pedal power for steam, and, if they stay on target, arrive in Welsh Brickner in Herefordshire by sunset. But no visit to Bristol is complete without admiring the incredible monument to engineering that is Clifton Suspension Bridge. Here's cyclists, architect Ron, retired vicar Adrian, and NHS worker Nick.
We cycled up to the suspension bridge and went to one of the viewpoints overlooking it. Such an iconic structure and such a fabulous looking bridge in such a lovely location. It was a really nice way to start the day.
When I teach in Bristol, the run that I do from Stoke Bishop goes over the Clifton Bridge, but I never cycled over it. For me, at my age, just that sense of still doing things for the first time. I don't fear growing old, but there's a bit of me that's still, a 14-year-old? And I want to do lots of 14-year-old things still. So there's that sense of clocking up another bridge, another ride.
When people conjure up an idea of a suspension bridge, they either think of San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge or the Clifton Suspension Bridge. It wasn't completed in Brunel's time. It was built as a kind of memorial to his life. Quite a fitting tribute, I think. It was an iconic structure made out of chains, like bicycle chains. Before, a suspension bridge used steel wire. So it was kind of symbolic for us as a group of cyclists to see the different uses of these chains.
We did the Clifton Suspension Bridge and had a look there and had a talk, went to the exhibition about it and learned a bit more about the history of it. And then cycled up to the Severn Valley Crossing. Of course, that's quite a contrast if you've got the ancient and the more modern crossing that you can see as well. And cycling across the Severn was an interesting. It's such a big bridge, obviously. You've got all the heavy traffic zooming past. But it's the amount it moves that worries you. Because when you're on a bike, I mean, you don't notice it in a car, do you? But, you know, when you're on a bike or you're walking across the bridge and you're on the side, every time one of these great big lorries goes across, you can actually feel the bridge vibrating, which is a bit disconcerting when it's such a big bridge across the Severn.
It was a very hazy, still sunny day. And despite that, when we're in the middle, it was surprisingly windy. But also it was quite lively in that the deck was going up and down. And that was not because of the wind. It's because the size of the lorries has got bigger. And it was the lorries that now begin to affect the stability of the bridge. And so I think since it's been constructed, it's had to be strengthened. So when I look at a bridge, I don't just look at it as a piece of architecture. I look at how that designer has overcome a certain problem. Its deck is rather like an aeroplane wing, and as a result, it gets its stability by cutting through the wind. If you look at American suspension bridges, including the Golden Gate and the Brooklyn Bridge, they are big trusses, so they have Meccano-like decks, with this triangular structure zigzagging up and down, and they're really strong, robust structures. The Severn Bridge was the first box section bridge, and it was an elegant solution to overcoming this aerodynamic problem that all long bridges experience. And so it's iconic in that respect.
This morning it's been nice, it's been good. There was one or two hills again that I wasn't particularly expecting. I thought it'd be flat all the way from Bristol to here. But again, going across the Severn Bridge, you know, Ron was explaining some of the engineering in that. And again, it's just something you do not realise. You know, the big cables which support the bridge, they've got these things, they look like bones that are attached to them. I thought, what on earth are they doing there? And he said, well, when the wind's a certain frequency, he said, without those, they're like harp strings, and they just vibrate, and they set the whole bridge moving. So just these little things that are attached to the cables, you know, stop it doing that. And no, it's lovely. And the weather here, oh, it's stunning at the moment.
It is absolutely stunning. Gorgeous. Because, I mean, at the moment, we are on the Welsh side at the moment.
On the Welsh side of the Wye Valley. We're going to have a cup of tea and a cake here. And then we're crossing over into England. And we're going to be travelling up a new cycleway called the Wye Valley Greenway. We'll be doing that for a few miles.
Fully refreshed, our cyclists are back in the saddle, heading up the Wye to the Forest of Dean, where they'd organised a rather steamy rendezvous.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dean Forest Railway. On your left, we see the rail cars. Now, this is what we're going to be using today to take you up the hill. You can see three in front of you. These were built by Derby Works, the British Railways Carriage and Wagon Works. They are called a lightweight unit, class 108. My name's Chris Bull. I'm a director of this railway, the Dean Forest Railway, and also a chairman of the group that owns and operates the little rail cars that we're going to use today. I've been here 30 years. I used to live on Newton's Lane, Cossle, and I moved down to the Forest of Dean in 1991, and at the railway all those years.
I'm Chris Walker. I belong to the DMU group in the Dean Forest Railway. My primary role is to drive the train. We're going to head down towards Lydney Town first, just go down to the crossing gates, and we're then going to take the journey up north, back through Norchard High Level, up to Whitecroft.
We got to the Dean Forest Railway and they'd put on a special train for us, which is amazing. Being a bit of a rail enthusiast, that was the real highlight.
I love the smell. I know it's a polluting smell. I love the smell of coal, burning coal. It's just, it's a childhood thing, isn't it? All of those things that you imbibe as a child, and it just wakens those again.
Only took 10 miles out of our journey, but nevertheless it was a nice thing to do. It was good seeing what technology these bridges were built for.
Taking a tea break in Chepstow, the team have a chance to admire the Grade 2 listed Old Wye Bridge built in 1816.
I didn't know anything about bridges when I started. I mean, I sat here now in Chepstow, and I now know that the bridge over there is a very significant and the oldest cast iron bridge. There you go. And significant to the world, I think. And it's bigger than Iron Bridge.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It also separates the border between Wales and England.
I know, you could tell that in the coffee shop, didn't you?
This is the longest cast iron bridge still in use in its original form, designed by a guy called Rastrick. This is a five arch structure made out of cast iron elements. So it has piers in the river that support these smaller arches. And that's significant because it was at the forefront of the technology at the time, so there was quite a long cast iron structure, but also the classical idea of design was incorporated into it. So you have a longer middle span, and then the side spans are decreasingly shorter by proportion. And so it's not readily apparent when you look at it and you think, well, why aren't all the spans the same size? But there's the idea of beauty is now being applied, or the classical idea of beauty is being applied to technological structures. And so there's a lot of hidden detail and design and thought gone into this bridge.
Another successful day, completed on the Iron to Iron Challenge, and 50 miles under their belt. The group could relax for the night in beautiful Welsh Bicknor. Here's cyclist Adrian.
We were in a youth hostel, which was one of those old industrialists' mansions in the middle of nowhere. You've got the river, and so you've got quite a lot of water birds. And because it's heavily forested, though you can't see very much in the summer, quite a lot of bird song.
After a day of amazing bridges and a train ride through the Forest of Dean, we leave our cyclists enjoying the evening birdsong in Welsh Bicknor. The third day of the challenge, to pedal from the Meldon Viaduct in Devon to the Bennelly Viaduct in Derbyshire, is complete, and our cyclists have reached their halfway point. 17 amateur cyclists, 6 days, and 320 miles of engineering history. In the next episode, our team have a long day ahead of them. If they thought Cheddar Gorge was tough, they will have to dig even deeper to stay on schedule. 80 miles to cover in just one day.
The trouble is, we can't get a phone signal, but hey, we can tell you that it is flipping beautiful.
It is, we're all over the place today. We even went international, you know. Well, we went to Wales for about 20 minutes.
Now, we've got a sandwich there as well. But tomorrow, they are heading up towards the West Midlands with the longest ride of the journey, and they'll be ending up in Coalport.
You've been listening to Iron to Iron, an Inkslingers Media production in partnership with Erewash Sound and the Friends of Bennelly Viaduct. Supported by the Audio Content Fund, presented by Rachel Bramhall, with Paul Stacey and Lewis Allsop. Produced by Leona Fensom, Paul Stacey and Lewis Allsop. Executive producer, Lucius Cazocchio. Music performed by Chris Nixon, script by Jackie Brewster, audio production and sound design by Oliver Sanders. For more information on future Iron to Iron journeys, please visit benleyviaduct.org.uk.